They use the same up and down link frequencies, 145.825 MHz. This keeps them from activating every APRS receiver on Earth as they pass over. During field day this year, several of the sites used RS-44 for FT-4 contacts. RS-44 is an inverting linear satellite where you can use sideband, CW, as well as FT-4. CW and FT-4 stay near the lower part of the passband. A linear satellite such as RS-44 uses 2-meter LSB up and 70-centimeter USB down. This might sound confusing. However, it has to do with interference. In many parts of the world, the 2-meter band has a lot of noise. The 70-centimeter band, on the other hand, is much quieter. Thus, the 2-meter up and the 70-centimeter down. The satellite then does what we call inverting of the signal. It takes it from LSB up and converts it to USB. Now you have it. Little confusing, but understandable. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport this week, August 23rd, the Turkey HF Single Sideband Contest, that is phone. On the 23rd and 24th, the Hawaii QSO Party, CW Phone and Digital. And on the 23rd and 24th as well of August, the Ohio QSO Party, that's CW and Phone. August 24th, the SARL HF CW Contest, CW. August 25th, the K1USN Slow Speed Test, that is CW. August 26th, the QCX Challenge, CW there. August 27th, the Phone Weekly Test, that is Phone. And on August 29th, it's the NCC FT4 Sprint, that is Digital. Remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Coming section, state, and division conventions on August 21st through the 24th, it's the Northeast Ham Exposition, hosting the ARRL New England Division Convention, that's in Marlborough, Massachusetts. August 30th through September 1st, the Shelby Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL North Carolina Section Convention in Shelby, North Carolina.